Good morning. This is that, as some would say, bad man Kenny Hodge. Good morning and welcome to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. This morning I will be talking directly to my fellow employees in Columbus, Ohio, as we look at one of the ways in which management is completely taking advantage of each and every one of us working at the Columbus, Ohio Post Office. Let's talk about it. Yes, I'm taking out this time to give you a piece of my mind. Listen, folks, do you notice that in Columbus, Ohio right now, bids, your actual bid job, means less and less every day you go to work? Columbus management is so bold that now they schedule people not in your unit to come to work in your unit when people in your unit are not even scheduled. That's a total disrespect for our bid jobs. And I hate to say this, and I really do, I don't see that there's anything that's going to be done about that. Do you hear what I'm saying? I don't see where there's anything that's going to be done about that. The Columbus management just schedules without a whole lot of thought or concern, because if they applied any managerial techniques with respect to scheduling, you would pay the right person to do the right job instead of paying two people to do one job because you have this obscure vision of what scheduling should be. My complaint personally isn't as bad as it used to be, because I had to have several meetings with management to, again, try and explain how the overtime desire list is supposed to work instead of how it works in order to be eligible for what's contractually obligated to me as a member of the overtime desire list. Now, what they do is they use management, Columbus management uses dock personnel, TMS personnel, express mail room personnel from different functions, get scheduled to come in and dispatch mail between the bundle sorter, the SPSS, and sometimes on the apps. And my only problem with that, and I will say this until the cows come home, you have employees on the SPSS, the bundle sorter, and the apps that require or desire, as per the list, to work that overtime, and management gets creative with the scheduling and won't allow that to happen. And another sad part of that is there is no way to prove that. There's a way, but we're not going to take that way. There is no way to prove that, because no matter what section you work in, when you come in for overtime, there's no move that you have to do. If you are driving a jack tractor on tour two, that's 229, it doesn't matter where you pull mail, you're still 229. So when we go back to pull records and say, well, you worked overtime in my area while I was not offered that opportunity, when you go back and pull clock ring and time card records, it's going to be almost impossible to show that. Now, one of the things that you could actually use while you try to show that are scans. If you work in TMS and you're in the building at 4 o'clock in the morning and you have multiple scans from the bundle sorter to the dock, well, then that would be a way to prove it, but I don't think your unions are that proficient in looking at and doing a correlation between that type of information. So I say again, you're at the mercy of the post office. And that's just a violation that's going to keep taking place. And again, I think I've told you that because I am a member of the overtime desire list, every time these violations come up, you're going to hear them a lot on my show because it affects my bottom line also. But more importantly, I just want everybody to understand that Columbus, Ohio refuses. I mean, I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe it's the new lead NBO they have dictating
some nonsense, I'll say.
And that's what I call it to the NBOs. And they know if he says it, it has to be. In fact, I'm going to segue just for a second. And for most of the people in Columbus, Ohio, who are not aware, we have a new lead senior NBO. Not an easy person to work with. And I've worked with him. Again, this is my perception. Excuse me. This is the perception. I'm just vocal enough to voice it. His opinion or his philosophy to me is real different. It's real extra. It appears to me, and again, I've had several meetings with him, and because I advocate for clerks, carriers, and SDOs in the Columbus, Ohio Postal Service, I'm probably going to have to deal with him on several other occasions. But my impression or my understanding when I talk to a senior lead NBO Hotchkiss, I get a little bit of post office with a whole lot of Hotchkiss
with a real different perspective on postal operations.
He wants to play with words to fit a end result for the employee that is not going to be in your favor. I didn't mean to get too complicated, but I wanted to try to give you my impression or how I look at that individual. He kind of walks with the air of you do it because I said do it, never mind what the post office said. If I said it, then that's what it is you do. All I'm going to say to anyone who's been in the post office, if you walk around the building and should you ask questions, you're going to find I'm not even close to the only person in that building who views this individual in that manner. So don't let this be a podcast where somebody tells you I'm just angry. No, I really am not angry at all with the man. I have no reason to be. I have situations that we talk about. Maybe they go my way, maybe they go his way. Doesn't create any anger. So what I'm saying to you is you have to understand some part of the personality of the person in that position, and it's going to help you better navigate if you have issues that you have to sit across the table from him with. You know, and I want to also say, if you're in Columbus, Ohio, in all honesty, some of the craziness that you may see your supervisor doing, there is no reason to get upset with your supervisor because, as I understand it, the senior MDO has total control of every aspect of what goes on in that building. And I'm not making this up, folks. So when you want to go on leave and your supervisor got to deny it, just understand, it doesn't matter if they could have given you that leave or not. They probably have to ask the senior MDO, and he's going to say no if you want to change your schedule. Regardless of how minuscule the change might be, they're going to have to get that approved from the senior MDO. So what the senior MDO is in effect doing is he is setting Columbus management up for years of failure in the future. And I'm sorry, this is not a plug for management. This is me trying to introduce you to the person in that position. And when you have to
have conversation or interact with him, you need to understand a little bit about who you're interacting with. So he is setting Columbus management up for years of future failure. If you can't make a decision without asking him, that means he makes all decisions in that building. So to anybody in that building who gets offended or files a grievance for some action, you probably need to start with filing that grievance against that senior NBO, because that's the person making all the calls right now. Here's a quick example of what it is I'm talking about. Currently, the senior NBO will not allow overtime for 7 days for mail handlers on the overtime desire list, which I think is crazy. Now, you got to understand, they still have not even began to understand how to schedule their MHAs. And what I mean by that is, since the MHAs go into overtime after 8 hours on any given day, the old way of scheduling, hey, MHA, you're working 10 hours, 12 hours a day, has not changed in Columbus, Ohio. So what happens is, since the senior NBO says no 7 days for the overtime desire list, that means you get to stay home while MHAs are afforded overtime in your absence, which is a contractual violation. But now here's where the fun starts. If the senior NBO said that's not going to take place, then the NBO has to direct the SDO not to schedule 7 days. So now when that MHA works and that regular files a grievance, understand the direction came from the top. So that means in most cases, they will not, or they better not, settle that at step one. If I followed instructions from the boss, no 7 day, when you file that grievance, that's not going to get handled at step one, because subliminally, that responsibility or that authority has been taken from the supervisor. They have to deny it, send it to step two, and now he sends it to step two designee again to defend his position. But you got to understand, they're there to defend that nonsense that he just put out, no 7 day. So getting a fair decision is not going to be easy, even though it's a clear violation. And I only say that because, in all honesty, when your union go to file that grievance and they're not successful a lot of times, understand, in this case, it's not so much that they didn't do their homework. It's just that this is what the senior NBO said is going to take place. And for him to just turn around and pay grievances, it makes it seem like he didn't have a firm grasp on it. So in order that he stays in that position of, yeah, I'm doing the right thing, step one and step two will be denying these grievances. And I just want you to know, don't get real upset at your union, because right now I don't think there's a whole lot they can do about that. And to the unions, before you give me a clever response, if the violation was for 12 hours and you were able to get me 8 hours, don't think you did a good thing for me. You did a thing for me, but you didn't get me what I was, what was actually taken away. Now I have to settle. So just keep that in mind. So everyone have a great day. And as the song said, I've just taken out the time to give you a piece of my mind. If it fits, then understand what it is I'm saying and govern yourself accordingly. Have a great day. Podcast, Kenny Hodge, Postal Type. We'll be back on a regular, because I've got a lot to say.